Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, songs, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is September 23rd, 2022. Today's song recommendation is Honey in the Rock by Brooke Ligertwood and Brandon Lake. I'm not entirely sure if I have pronounced Brooke's last name correctly, and if I haven't, I do apologize. Today's scripture will be found in Psalms. We'll be reading Psalm 1. And in Psalm 1, there are two people groups, the righteous and the unrighteous. And blessings will go to the righteous, and the wicked people will be judged. So pull your Bibles out and turn to Psalm 1, and let's get started. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Pause. Two groups there. From verses 1 through 3, it talks about the blessed people, the righteous people. From verses 4 through 6, it talks about the wicked people, the unrighteous people. How blessed is the man or woman who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked? We are very blessed. Also says, nor do we stand in the path of sinners. Remember, I talked to you about the two paths. There's the wide road and the narrow road, and we do not stand in the path with the sinners, nor do we sit in the seat of scoffers. We will never laugh or make fun of or disregard the word of God. Never. And because we will never do that, we are blessed. Our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law we meditate day and night. Those of us that do this, or that will do this, we will be like trees that are firmly planted by streams of water. No matter how much that stream of water wants to knock us down, we won't fall. We're planted strongly and firmly. But the wicked in the other people group, they are not considered blessed. But he calls this group wicked. And I want to say first off that there are the people that meditate on God's word day and night. They know God's law, in other words. They know God's law. So they know right from wrong. We know right from wrong. But there are a group of people who call themselves Christians, but they're not obviously meditating on God's law day and night, because they're siding with the people.
And one thing that God does not want from us is to side with him and the people, because they're very different groups of people. So I hope you're not in that one group that is still siding with the world, that is still listening to the counsel of the wicked people. They're not listening to the counsel of the Lord. They're in the path where the sinners are, following that group, where that group is saying a sin is not a sin anymore. What God says is a sin isn't a sin. It's so corrupt and wicked that I don't even understand how. And there is a large group that do call themselves Christians that are not agreeing with God in the law of God. If there's anyone listening to this podcast that is still agreeing with the counsel of the wicked, for instance, LGBTQ and abortion, those are sins. Doesn't mean that we cannot love and preach to these people. This is the people that God wants us to reach. And when we look at the group that is considered the wicked, they're not even calling themselves Christians. They're just wicked, 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 unrighteous people. They don't know God. They don't want to know God. And when you look at it in that way, and you're wishy-washy, believe in God for this, but not for that, it's, I hope that you can see clearly that you're in the wrong. I really do. And it's not about picking on you. It's about getting you to see that you cannot be considered blessed and righteous where God is saying. He starts out the book of Psalms with this psalm. There's stipulations there. We are blessed if we don't stand in the path of sinners. We are blessed if we don't sit in the seat of scoffers. We are blessed if we don't listen to the counsel of the wicked. We are blessed if we delight in God's law. We are blessed if we meditate on God's word day and night. And what's our reward? We prosper. We stand firm. Stand firm when everybody else is falling. Like in the wicked, the wind. They're like chaff. The wind just drives them away. Just like that. They can't even stand upright in the judgment of God, because there are fallen people. They are judged. They are sinners. They cannot stand with us, the righteous people. They can't be in the assembly of the righteous. And the Lord knows who we are. And the Lord knows who the unrighteous and wicked people are. He knows. You can't hide from him. He knows if you're siding with the wicked council. He knows. And nothing God says in his entire word will ever mean anything to the wicked, unrighteous people. It won't. It just won't. So keep feeding on the word of God for spiritual nourishment. keep drinking from the living water. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He is the manna from heaven, the bread of life, and the living water. Jesus Christ is everything we need for our spiritual body in order to survive the wiles of the devil and the wicked people. Keep reading. Don't let your Bible go unread. Strengthen your relationship with the Lord. Or if you're just barely starting your relationship with the Lord, the Word of God is your spiritual food. You're not going to be able to grow in your relationship with the Lord without getting filled with the Word of God. You're just not going to be able to do it, because how will you know right from wrong? How will you know wicked from something that's not wicked? How will you know the law? How will you know? You can never know from the counsel of the wicked. You can never know. You can only know by reading the Word of God and what it says. If you're one of the Christians, again, that is siding with the people, stop it. God is clear on sin. He is clear. And it's up to you to hear and see with clarity what God says. Because today's society, the standard in this evil world is evil and corrupt. And if you're standing with the people, you're standing with evilness and corruptness. And you will be judged. You will be judged with the unrighteous. I've said in other podcasts that those that are still standing with evil and are still calling themselves Christians have not, there is no way they have made a wholehearted commitment and decision to follow Jesus Christ. There's no way. They've got one foot in the world and one foot with the Lord. It's time to make a decision. I'll come on as soon as possible to read Psalm 2. I thank you for tuning in. It's always my goal to reach at least one person into a close relationship, into an intimate relationship with the Lord, the God of ages. Much love to all. All the glory to God. Until next time. Bye.